Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs Emotional Stress Formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what's going to happen right here on Herb Talk. Get ready. And thanks for joining us on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about some extraordinary databases and what that means to your health. Yeah, we got some mega databases happening. And you're going to hear the nonsense about why they're good for you. We're going to be talking about nutraceuticals. Sorry, I forgot. And also, if we can touch on maybe some liver cancer. And then I was also asked to touch on weed allergies. So we'll see how the hour goes. We got lots to talk about. And, of course, always, we always have our stuff
ready to roll. But just a reminder, if you're planning to be in the Charlotte, North Carolina area, July the 26th, you may want to attend John Monroe's Natural Vision Improvement Workshop. And he's going to be in Charlotte at the Embassy Suites Hotel on South Tryon Street. So if you're interested in signing up, he needs to hear from you before the 10th of July. And you can go to the website DR for Dr. Banker, BANKER.com, to learn more about the workshop. Or you can simply give John a call and sign up and ask him all kinds of questions. His number is 303-494-4532. You'll get one of his vision health healthcare kits, all natural therapies to improve vision issues. I have one. I've been using it to improve my nearsightedness. Very good product. So you'll get a kit and you'll go over it. And but if you can't get to the workshop, give John a call anyway. He may be able to set you up with a kit that you can use in the privacy of your home. So check that out as soon as you can. And we have a quack report, but before we do it, a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them up in prayer. I'm lifting all of America up in prayer. And I'm right. I'm lifting up you guys, you righteous men and women out there, to start standing up and saying no. Just get used to saying no to, you know, those people that would want to usurp your rights that God gave you. So I think we just need to start saying no. I think enough's enough, folks, don't you? I do. And we need to pray. God's help. He's got to strengthen us. Please, God, strengthen us. And, you know, it's our job to ask, but his will, but our job to ask. So mind the time. Seek the Lord's face. Get into prayer. Hey, you'll be healthier for it. Your day will go smoother for it. Mine does. And anyway, seek the Lord's face. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, what do we have in the quack report? Well, let's see. We got mutant maggots. Oh, boy. Fruit flies. Oh, man, they just can't stop mutating things, these scientists. The same company that mutated or gave us the genetically modified mosquito that they unleashed into the Cayman Islands a couple of years back, now they're planning to unleash millions of fruit flies into Brazil, but they have to get approval from the Brazilian GMO regulatory body. And the company that's doing this is a UK-based Oxitec company. And so they want to mutate the Mediterranean fruit fly and send it out through all the orchards in South America. Could spread up to other areas of the globe. So that it's an experiment. It's what it is. And they want to say, do this to overdress the overpopulation of the Mediterranean fruit flies. They say that ruins melon and grape crops. And Brazil grows a lot of these crops, exports them everywhere throughout the world, including the United States, Europe, even UK. So according to Oxitec, this modified GM fruit fly will supposedly reduce the overall population of fruit flies in Brazil by mating with the normal God-created fruit fly and produce offspring that won't be able to survive into adulthood. In other words, they're going to die as a maggot in the fruit. Yeah. They're not going to mature and fly off. They're just going to die in the products we consume. So in Europe, fruit containing genetically modified organisms is a big legal issue, and it has to go through safety testing and be labeled. So before any of that can happen, that's got to be looked at. So they can't be having genetically modified maggots in the fruit. That's a big no-no in the European Union. So they say, but this GM fruit fly is going to kill the genetic mechanism in the female flies only. They tried to do this also in Spain last year, and according to Popular Science magazine, when they applied to the regulatory authority to release genetically modified olive fruit flies, all male, to corrupt the females, again, to have dead maggots all over your olives, well, the Spains went, no, we're going to investigate this, It's got to be tested. Spanish regulators said, you know, this could hurt the environment and have health impacts. So, no, we're not doing an experiment just to see what happens. Oxitec's proposal is to release millions of these altered fruit flies into the wilds to, you know, leave undeveloped larvae everywhere. No benefit. I see no benefit. I'm sorry. All right. Pray against that, folks. Moving along in the quacker. Let's see. Vaccine researcher, charged with felony crimes. Fraud. Could get 20 years in prison for faking an AIDS vaccine. Something to talk with Dr. C about, right? Dr. Carly will be with us next month. All right, so most vaccines, we already know, don't work. But in order to make them appear as if they work, do you know what researchers have been doing? They've been routinely spiking blood samples for God knows how long. So the vaccine looks like it creates antibodies in the person. And so the trial passes as, you know, it produces antibodies, the vaccine stimulates immunity, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's what apparently Merck has been doing with the MMR vaccine, according to a company whistleblower, a former virologist who filed a False Claims Act with the federal government. Probably why 97% of the kids that get the MMR vaccine get measles and mumps anyway. Well, National Institute of Health, they funded this research on the NIV vaccine. And Dong Pao Han took $5 million of their money to do his research at Iowa State University. Mainstream media said this was a miracle. This was groundbreaking. This is a game changer. This is an AIDS vaccine that will cure AIDS. Hallelujah. Right? And, they found out that he spiked the test subject blood samples with antibodies. So now, this is outrageous. Scientific fraud, basically. Wasted a bunch of taxpayer money. Diverted resources that could have gone to something else. So guess what? Federal prosecutors are going to say, hey, we're charging you with making false statements to the government. He faces 4 felony counts, which each have a maximum prison sentence of 5 years each. Yeah, lying to the government, federal crime. You could go to jail. But the government lying to us? Well, that's a different matter, see. All right, quack reports moving on here. Swine flu. Oh, goodness. I hope Dr. Han didn't develop that. Anyway, swine flu, spokesman for the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services confirmed that sick kids at Lackland Air Force Base, San Antonio, have, swine flu. And so they're bringing in the vaccinations. They're going to vaccinate 1,000 illegal immigrant minors. So Congressman, Louis Gohmert said U.S. Department of Health and Human Services caring for these unaccompanied minors, not doing their adequate job at it. They're not screening and treating diseases on these immigrants. Well, yeah. According to the congressman, having spent the weekend on the border, he says he can tell that the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is not taking charge of these undocumented children in any kind of reasonable time frame, and is absolutely they're required to do so. He goes on to say it's becoming more and more apparent that the Obama administration's reckless disregard for enforcing this nation's laws as the guards to the border becomes a reckless disregard to human health and life. Well, yeah, Border Patrol has a new job. It's, you know, catering the box lunch to these illegal immigrants and doing laundry. That's it. See, we need to pray about that. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, scientists discover new material that makes objects invisible to touch. I've heard about the cloaks that make, you know, big tanks disappear, cloaking devices, you know, materials that make it just kind of fade into the background. Now they got something that You won't know. You can't detect it by touch. According to scientists at Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, they have this crystalline material. It's a structure, sub-micrometer accuracy, consists of needle-shaped cones that their tips meet. This is a metamaterial structure, and it directs the forces of touch away from you. So, you know, I talk about, you know, Princess and the pea, right? Can't feel the pea. She can feel the pea. Well, if you get this stuff, you can't feel anything. According to Karlsruhe Institute, the material was developed for an experimental purpose, but there's some interesting applications they think it can be used for. It's very thin and light, and they perceive it being used like in camping equipment, where you could spread it out on the ground, and then you wouldn't feel, you know, the hard ground underneath you, wouldn't feel rocks or twigs or anything. You could spread it out beneath carpet, and you wouldn't feel any cable that's running beneath your carpet or anything like that, electrical. Sounds like a Harry Potter world to me, with all these things disappearing, can't feel it, can't see it. What are we supposed to do with that? And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. All right, what do we got here? We're going to be talking about the big databases. You know, I think poker chips aren't just for Vegas. Sometimes I feel like one big poker chip, you know, with regards to what government is doing. Now, when the United States government illegally passed the Affordable Care Act and hijacked one-third of the private market, guess what? They also hijacked the lives of every American. I'm going to explain. It is kind of just taking a little time for all this to trickle down and convert all human actions into a matrix of global control and slavery. So you may be wondering, well, how are they going to do that? How's that going to happen? Well, the technology is sophisticated enough, and Americans volunteer enough private information that harvesting this information and plugging it into statistical and algorithm programs is being used to predict behavior. So from there, behavior correction can be enforced through punishment and rewards. So we're going to take a look at this futuristic healthcare planned out by unethical politicians and how it's going to impact your health. Now, we're all creatures of habit, right? And humans have habits, let's just face it. And, you know, these powerful people are finding ways to exploit those habits. So when you make purchases at your grocery store or the ABC store or the mall, wherever you shop, those transactions are being tracked if you're not using cash. So the information is being sold to the healthcare and insurance industries. Your habits are evaluated by computer programs, and your health is assigned a statistical score. So, for example, if you cancel your gym membership or you quit the company softball team, all this information winds up in the database. Hospitals are harvesting detailed consumer data, and they're creating profiles on patients in order to receive government rewards. However, you're being told this is all to better serve your health. So health authorities justify this invasion of your privacy, and they say it is in order to predict the statistical likelihood of disease and to intervene and re-educate patients on how they should live. So if you think you can have that cupcake at the company canteen and it won't wind up in the database, you are mistaken. Your purchase is recorded and sent to your doctor as a score. So if your behavior is not corrected, your health insurance premium could jump for non-compliance. Yes, the Affordable Care Act says such data can't be used to raise your insurance rates or drop you from the health insurance. Well, it doesn't mean it won't be used to tax you for bad behavior, and that's exactly what the Affordable Care Act is. Remember, it's a tax, not an insurance premium, according to the Supreme Court. Well, let's go down to the sunny Carolinas for just a minute. That's where I am. Everyone that visits the Carolinas, you know, they want to live here. They say it's so pretty and the people are so nice. Well, the Carolinas also have the Carolinas healthcare system, and it's one of the largest data harvesting systems around. It has more than 900 care centers, including hospitals, nursing homes, doctor's offices, and surgery centers. They boast that when their patients make purchases with their credit or debit cards or with a store loyalty card, all the information is plugged into their database models, and the patients are given statistical scores. So like a pupil in school, well, patients are being graded every day on the way they live. So this can turn out to be worse than having a bad credit score. So it is estimated that over 2 million people are housed in the Carolinas healthcare system algorithms, which are intentionally designed to identify high-risk patients. So the people who smoke, who are on diabetic medicines, are overweight, are depressed, have personality disorders, are on heart drugs, etc. These are all examples of your high-risk patients. Now, there is the movement for bigger and better data expansion. And the UPMC Insurance Service Division, this is a healthcare system provider. It acquires demographic and household data on more than 2 million. They collect information such as if you own a car and how many live in your home. And this information can come from places like Facebook or other sources such as the Family Community Census. You know, people are told that's mandatory, but it's not. So we're told that this information helps insurance and health providers make predictions that most likely would indicate who's going to be using an emergency room or an urgent care center. More precisely, they know what liquid assets you have and who to sue to steal them. All right, so let's talk about the state of Pennsylvania for a sec. Pennsylvania is another state housing a very large database. It is said to be the largest and collects demographic and household data to sell specifically to hospitals. So how will the collecting and selling of personal data affect your, you know, patient-doctor relationship? Well, actually, physicians are glad to have this extra information because they say patients are not always truthful, and the software profiling their patients can paint a very different picture. That's right. You're being profiled by the Affordable Care Act. All right. I want to read you this quote by Dr. Michael Doolin. He's the chief clinical officer for analytics at Carolinas Healthcare System. He says this: much of the information on consumer spending may seem irrelevant for a hospital or doctor, but it can provide a bigger picture beyond the brief glimpse doctors get during an office visit or through lab results. The patient's score is given to doctors and nurses to reach out to the patients who are high risk to suggest some interventions, end of quote. Well, patients, on the other hand, man, they seem concerned as they are receiving unsolicited phone calls from their doctor's offices and hospital staff, such as the accountant in Charlotte, North Carolina, who has type 1 diabetes, got a call. And she has this to say. This is Joanne Murray. She says this: you know, it's one thing to have a number I can call if I have a problem or questions. It's another thing to get unsolicited calls. I don't like that. I think it's intrusive, end of quote. Well, according to Ms. Murray, she also receives calls from her health insurance provider wanting to discuss her, quote, daily habits, and she says she ignores them. She goes on to say, you have to have a relationship. It just can't be a phone call from an employee saying, you have to do this or you have to do that. That just feels creepy, end of quote. I agree. Perfect stranger jumps on your phone and, you know, calls you up and says, you know, how's your blood sugar today? You don't know this person. Well, maybe you should exercise more, or maybe you should do this, or maybe you should do – who the heck is this person, right? I mean, you would be offended if a coworker did that, right? And this is a perfect stranger doing that. Well, basically what they're telling, the medical industry is telling patients, is they want to predict your next event. Health authorities are using the patient's score to also predict the next event from, let's say, an asthma attack to maybe a heart attack. So the example given was if someone maybe is asthmatic, goes and buys cigarettes, and the pollen level is high, well, according to Dr. Doolin, the system will score the probabilities based on these patient activities. So the patient is given a risk assessment score, and it is shared information in the hands of the data provider. So that'll shoot it out to the doctor or to the hospital that patient was last at. And Dr. Michael Doolin goes on to say, what we're looking to find are people before they end up in trouble. The idea is to use big data and predictive models to monitor the population and their health and to drill down to individual levels to find people headed for trouble, end of quote. Boy, drill down, monitor, doesn't that kind of say, you know, it's almost like, you know, why not just put the ankle bracelet on, huh? I know they make it sound like it's in your best interest. I have a real problem when people try to convince me of that, when it's really in their best interest, and I'm getting to that part. All right, let's talk about these privacy issues. Now, the Carolinas healthcare system is tapping into the consumer spending information to profile their patients, and they have heard from patients that, you know, they're just not real comfortable with being profiled, regardless of doctor-patient confidentiality policy. Yeah, they're telling them, well, nobody's going to know. It's just between you and your doctor. No, it's not. People aren't buying that. They're just not. So Dr. Doolin says that for such people that are uncomfortable, we're considering, but not implementing yet, considering an opt-out mechanism. Uh-huh. Well, the majority of these patients don't know this is currently going on, so how would they have known to opt out? I don't think they're going to do anything. You know, I think they'll just do it, and if you complain enough, they may, you know, do something then. I don't know. We'll see. So, you know, how is this possible? You know, for all that, this sounds like an awful lot of extra work for the medical industry. So you have to ask, why would hospitals want to add to their workload? You know, someone has to monitor all this data. They have to call these patients when, you know, that computer spits out an alert or adjusts the patient's health score. No business does that stuff for free. So the answer lies in the Affordable Care Act. So the healthcare industry, including hospitals, is being levied with fines if they have patients being readmitted within a 30-day period. Why would a hospital agree to that? Think about it. You might be asking, aren't hospitals in business of, you know, gleaning as many patients coming through their doors as they can possibly get to stay in business, right? Why would they agree to, you know, curtail that? Well, yes, and those hospitals which, you know, do comply with the Affordable Care Act and they reduce their readmissions, they're rewarded by the government. They are paid. So likewise, your insurance companies who don't get enough customers paying their premiums, they're guaranteed taxpayer money by the government under the Affordable Care Act. So they're not sweating it. They don't care if you didn't sign up on the exchanges. They're just sending Uncle Sam a bill anyway. Goodness. So Americans are supposed to swallow all this prying into their lives in order for them to avoid disease. That's what they're being told. It's for your benefits, for your own good. Well, the nanny state just got bigger, making itself your parent for life. So patients are not bits of data. They're not units, as they're referred to in the Affordable Care Act. Many people see this as crossing way over the ethical line. You know, and for those who think it's a good idea, God help you. I got to take a break. But you know I got more. Oh, yeah, I got more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you! Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663, or international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663, or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
Here on Herb Talk. Oh, yeah. We need some help as a nation. We surely do. Well, you know, I think we're going to need the big guy if we're going to get out of this one. Well, you know, right before the break, we were talking about these, you know, the age of databases and harvesting information to, you know, kind of control the lives and behavior and habits of the population, you know, all under the auspices and disguise of helping you avoid disease. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? What you and I already know is we already are avoiding disease by avoiding bad foods, too much alcohol, smoking, etc. We are already avoiding disease by seeking medical attention only in emergencies. We are already avoiding disease by avoiding the need for toxic drugs. We are already avoiding disease when we get regular exercise and drink plenty of good clean water. We are already avoiding disease by removing as many toxins and heavy metals with herbal cleanses. So we are already avoiding disease when we boost our immune system with powerful herbs and we get adequate sleep. So we are already avoiding disease when we get great information and powerful herbal tools from Apothecary Herbs. That's it. So if you've been meaning to cleanse organs or boost immune system to avoid disease, well, now's the time to call Apothecary Herbs. They have a toll-free number, 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. Of course, you can check them out online, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. So thepowerherbs.com, or you can get there with herbtalklife.com. Get there too. Now, if you order before the 30th of June here, you're going to receive free ground ship in the United States only, and a free Power Herbs ebook, a value of $14.99. So there's your great information to help you figure things out. And it's almost, well, it's almost 400 pages of great info that you can't be without. So if your order's over $75, you'll get free ground ship in the U.S. and a free ebook. And you want to use coupon HMO number one. It stands for Herb Medicine Options, number one. And use the coupon codes on the Herb Medicine Options page. There's several of them there if you'd like to pick one of those instead and get some free information, get some free ground ship, get your toxin removal, immune boosting herbs, certified organic, non-GMO, the good stuff, not found in stores. All right. We are going to be talking about, what are we going to be talking about? You know, I want to jump to the gluten thing since I got a couple of calls on this. We've covered it before, but a lot of people miss the show or can't get to the, whatever. They just want to hear this again. So we're gonna kind of go over it a little bit. And it's always a good thing to kind of go over information that's very empowering. Hmm? Well, you know, last year I was reading in the Mother Earth News, I think it was their August issue last year, there was a reader, and they had this feedback a section of the magazine, and the editor was talking about this reader who wrote in regarding her long-term wheat intolerance issue until she went over to Europe. Okay, so what does, you know, traveling to Europe have to do with, you know, being gluten intolerant? Well, that was what was so interesting. Here was a gluten allergy, and is it really geographical? I didn't know, so I wanted to find out. So is there a difference in the wheat the United States produces and the European wheat? Well, there's got to be. Well, according to Mother Earth News, the reader, her name's Carolyn, who wrote in, she had difficulty eating any wheat products in the United States. If she ate anything with wheat, she would experience the gastrointestinal distress. So Carolyn, she was on a trip to Hungary last year, And she kind of gave into the temptation to eat some really crusty bread, you know, walking by bakeries and you smell all those aromas, you know, goodness, you know, got to have some of that. So she went in and she got some really nice crusty bread. She figured, oh, I'll pay for it later with a digestive distress. However, nothing happened. Nothing came on that was distressing. She didn't have any of those symptoms. No distress, which she would usually be so accustomed to having when she ate wheat products in America. So as her European travels continued, she got really brave. She says, well, you know what? I'm going to try some pizza. I'm going to have some croissants, pretzels, cake, cookies, went on and on and on. And she didn't have any digestive discomfort at all. Right? Boy, talk about a holiday, right, for Carolyn. So Carolyn didn't have any negative symptoms when she was eating wheat in Europe. And she reported that she even felt better. Well, a lot of the European Union countries have all organic stuff. They don't have GM. You know, they've outlawed that stuff. So, it got her thinking that if other people, maybe they were experiencing the same thing that she was experiencing. So she got on the internet and she looked into it, and she found that she was not the only person who was gluten intolerant in America but had no health problems eating wheat products overseas. So there are these folks. Are they really allergic to wheat to begin with, or is it just, are they allergic to the United States wheat? Let's find out, right? Well, let's look at the U.S. wheat. According to the United States, growing wheat, are they really calling it wheat? What have they done to it? Well, ancient wheat species has a name, acorn, emmer, and spelt, and they are usually not cultivated anymore by modern agriculture. So these are the ancient wheat species. There's approximately 6 classes of wheat, and there's like hundreds of varieties. And most of the wheat in the United States is sown in the fall and harvested in the spring. They call it winter and summer wheat. So the modern wheat production is grown in the cooler climates, and it's planted in the fall to become our grain crop. About 75% of the wheat grown in the U.S. is the winter wheat variety. And is produced, and the product that they use, it contains a very high percentage of gluten. It's a really glutinous wheat. It's cultivated to be used used in bakeries for breads and cakes. So the harder wheat that's cultivated is called durum, and it's used to make things like macaroni, spaghetti, and pastas. The softer, paler wheat varieties have much more starch and are used for things like flour to make pie crusts and biscuits and other breakfast foods. So when wheat is milled, the residue, the bran and other plant parts, is used to make livestock feed. So what wheat grain is also used for is they use it to make whiskey and even beer. So let's go to the military on this matter, because when recruits join the Air Force, they give up a sample of blood. And Dr. Joseph Murray, he's a gastroenterologist at the Mayo Clinic, he noticed that blood samples from the 1950 recruits showed 1 in 700 recruits had celiac disease, an autoimmune disease affected when a person eats gluten. So Dr. Murray knew that that couldn't be a genetic disorder, as we are all told that it is. He said human genes haven't changed that much. So there has to be something pervasive in the environment that's making this disease more common, he says. So Dr. Murray published a study in 2009 in the Journal of Gastroenterology. His research begs us to ask, is the U.S. wheat being cultivated and processed differently causing this disease? Have the scientists bred a wheat variety which magnifies the gluten content, creating a health problem in the U.S.? So if folks with gluten intolerance eat ancient wheat varieties, do they still have the gastrointestinal problems like celiac disease? Apparently not. So in one generation, the wheat source in the United States has been changed. So let's look at European wheat. The European countries reject genetically modified foods, including wheat. Recently, they have found some GMO contamination in wheat, and they're testing all their sources. So the big contrast regarding wheat grown in the U.S. and wheat grown in Europe is that Europe has just one of two classes of wheat, and the class is determined by the variety characteristics, when and where it's planted, the milling, and what it's used for, what food source. So if you go overseas to Europe and you go to a mill, you can find out certain things. So if you visit a mill in East Riding in Yorkshire, UK, you can ask the lady there that works at the mill about the wheat and what makes it different from the United States wheat. And she'll tell you that the European wheat berry is softer than the United States hard wheat variety, which is believed to be influenced by climate. They also grind their wheat into what is called whole meal. It's tightly controlled wheat, whole wheat flour, which has nothing added or removed to it. So what does this mean in comparison to the United States wheat flour? Well, whole meal is handled differently. It's a heavier flour, and it's designed by the millers to get around the bread and flour regulations. Whole meal is harder to manage because it contains all the grain, making it heavier. This type of flour is full of the grain oil, which must be frozen or processed to remove the oil, or it'll go rancid. And by the way, when the flour is ground and used right away to make food products, these oils feed the cardiovascular system. Less than 100 years ago, the wheat in America was like the flour that's being milled in the UK. It had less gluten, it had more oils, and it had more nutrition. Well, let's look at the U.S. wheat history for a sec. Before 1870, the United States used softer wheat with less protein gluten. Then the harder spring wheat variety with more gluten from Central Europe arrived in the United States. Americans loved this gluten-rich grain because it made for fluffier baked goods. Supply and demand changed the variety of wheat grain grown in the United States. So the white processed flour was more expensive at first, and it became a status symbol in the U.S. So then in the 1900s, new farming and milling technology, along with mass transportation, helped to bring down the cost of white flour. So breakfast cereal did not exist before 1890. By 1920, cream of wheat was on everyone's breakfast table. An interesting find is there was a study done in 1966, and it was published in the American Journal of the Clinical Nutrition, and it showed a correlation globally between the increase in gluten-rich wheat consumption and increases in the number of schizophrenia patients. The title of the article was Wheat Consumption and Hospital Admissions for Schizophrenia During World War II. So currently, wheat is the most cultivated crop worldwide, and by 1980, bakers discovered how to make their products ultra-fluffy by adding additional gluten called vital wheat gluten. So the gluten is used as a meat substitute in vegetarian entrees, and when we made wheat the dominant food source, we became less tolerant of it. So, you know, that nutritionist food pyramid, the dietitian food pyramid, totally off chart. You know, it shouldn't be like that. So we look at the gluten tolerant folks as a minority, and that something must be wrong with them. So when in fact the human body is not designed to ingest mega amounts of refined wheat, and usually it's also accompanied by refined sugar, and that's even worse. So in 1992, the United States food pyramid assigned a large chunk of the American diet to wheat products. By 2005, the pyramid changed, called My Pyramid. It restructured the nutritional guidelines to make vegetable categories almost equal to the wheat category. So they made an adjustment there, better than no adjustment at all, eh? So folks with the gluten intolerance who have experienced European wheat with no gastrointestinal problems have learned to either import their wheat so they can make their own bread products at home, so they import it from overseas. They feel better. They feel and they live healthier lives, and they stay out of the doctor's office. They also have a stronger and healthier immune system, too. So Americans consume too much wheat, too much dairy, too much sugar, and they have the highest rates of heart disease, diabetes, and obesity. So Americans can change all that without the American medical physicians, without pharmaceutical drugs, and without medical insurance, without permission from the Affordable Care Act. Lifestyle changes put power into your hands. So even if you don't have gluten issues, you can take advantage of some herbs that are designed to give you lots of energy, which have no hint of gluten. So wheatgrass, which doesn't have the wheat berry, no gluten. And you can tap into that nutritional power in your power drinks, you know, your food mixes, and it won't give you gastrointestinal discomfort. So if you're interested in that, it's called Body Food Mix, and it's at Apothecary Herbs. It's loaded with lots of vitamins and minerals and amino acids, and it's enough to give you lots of energy for the day. Mix it into your smoothie or your orange juice, and that's what I do. So if you're interested in Body Foundation Food Mix, you can give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or visit them on thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And they also use gluten-free alcohol in all their herbal tinctures. So if you have a little sensitivity, there you go. All right, well, we have a few minutes, so we have a few topics we can pop into real quickly. We're going to talk about some nutraceuticals real quick. I've been watching the nutraceutical market in America and the one that's developed also out of Western Europe and those markets, and it tends to be a developing and evolving market. And it tends to want to be the entire global economy and replace all your other supplements. So nutraceuticals is what people are going to be conned into buying and forsaking their whole food supplements if they get their way. There's also watching how Russian companies are getting a bigger slice of the supplement pie in the Russian markets. They call the dietary supplements, of course, nutraceuticals and also functional foods. So over the last few years, the Russian supplements have done fairly well, posting significant growth despite a downward economy there. So are the Russian nutraceutical, is that market going to continue to experience what is called a bull market? Well, it's worth watching because experts, analysts, in the Russian segment, they're saying that the supplement market will continue to grow due to the varied opportunities that it presents. So the question is, what direction is that going to grow in? So we're talking about a $2 billion industry back in 2009, and with regards to Western Europe, you're looking at another $1 billion is generated there in quote-unquote official channels, and not including anything sold on the black market. So there's this split in the market regulations for now, and we're going to see if America follows that pattern. Indicators seem to point in that direction because you see a big push in America now for the nutraceuticals. So what the Western European market did with their new regulations in 2009 is they split their dietary supplement industry into two halves. The reputable companies operating under full government compliance laws and the disreputable companies that refuse to comply. So Russian government officials quickly spread the word that those companies not willing to comply with pharmaceutical grade regulations were considered disreputable, and everybody was told they produce a very low and harmful product, low quality harmful product. Now the Russian government is currently exercising more pressure by developing more stringent regulations for their nutraceutical dietary market industry. So their regulations that they drafted into law in 2009 and they implemented the next year, required companies to meet extremely high product requirements, forcing several to withdraw hundreds of product brands from the market. Very expensive hoops to jump through, apparently. And it kind of sounds like that's what the FDA is trying to do here in America, and push all the supplement product brands into the hands of pharmaceutical companies. So the Russian new regulations will produce a bigger impact on a market. The trend of the Russian market may morph over into the American market, and it may work to weed out small and mid-sized supplement companies and put them out of business through legislation and, you know, new requirements. So they call this whitening the market. Almost sounds like, I don't know, genocide of supplements, if you ask me. So the Western European powers want only nutraceuticals or dietary supplements which comply with strict government regulations, forcing many companies to become pharmacy retailers. You know, chemical agents used to make a product in like a recipe. Chemical A mixed with chemical B, voila, I got peppermint, right? It's not peppermint. It's a synthetic chemical flavor. I don't even care if you say it's natural flavor. It may taste like peppermint, but it's not real peppermint. Now let's kind of shift gears over to the Asian market. The Eastern Asian supplement suppliers had to pull their products out of Western Europe market, like the Russian government market, because they were being considered as minor brands and didn't qualify under the new regulations. So the traditional Chinese medicine really hasn't met this kind of scrutiny, and many people are losing trust in exactly what's expected to happen is anybody's guess. So, you know, driving people to trust and demand pharmaceutical-grade supplements made by pharmaceutical companies is basically the goal in what we're seeing, to set out new regulations and change it all. It's a nutrient and it's a pharmaceutical product. Let's put them together, nutraceutical. And people think it's a vitamin. It's a supplement. No, it's not. It's not. So it's a drug. Let's just say it. Without a prescription. So this is legislative movements to muscle out of the market some really good whole food brand products, full of nutrition, all natural, no synthetic, no GMO. Those things actually work with your body, not against it. So that's what I see. And it's an unethical master plan that's being implemented step by step, sort of like the Affordable Care Act. And it's just going to separate, well, all the whole food supplements from your health food stores and your outlets, and I guess a new black market will develop if you want the really good stuff. I hope not. Not here in America. Let's pray against that, shall we? Well, I see I'm almost out of time. And, of course, I will be back next week with more information to empower you. If you do get a chance, go to the powerherbs.com website and look around. And please don't forget to take advantage of that special that's good through the 30th. So if you decide you need to pick up a few things, if your order is $75 or more, you will get free ground ship and a free copy of the Power Herbs ebook. And it's a $14.99 value, and the ground ship is for the United States only. And you can use HMO number one as your coupon code in the shopping cart to get those great benefits. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need apothecary herbs. You do. I'm out of time. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.